The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, folks from all over the world, countries tuned in to hear what is the perspective of the great liberty-loving American citizens in these great United States. We're actually broadcasting live today from Bondurant. I hope that's the way you pronounce the name, Iowa, just outside of Des Moines. Last night we had a fantastic event with the Des Moines Tea Party at the Iowa Machine Shed. Unbeknownst to me that all the presidential candidates, when they come through touring, that's where they eat, and that's where they speak, on the very same podium that Bradley and the Sons of Liberty were sharing last night. So it was an honor. It was a privilege to join Vicky and the crew there. We also had a handful of folks that came from, for example, the CWA and different patriot groups around the state of Iowa. Tamara Scott was there last night, Denise Dubeck, and a whole bunch of other folks. Matter of fact, the room was so crowded we had to kind of improvise and shift tables and move them around. But what we understood was is that liberty is alive in Iowa, just like it's alive in North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, all of which we've been in the past month, and all throughout the country. There's pockets of patriots everywhere. There's many patriots everywhere, but the pockets that are actually doers, man, they're way outnumbered. The garbage that we're being inundated with on a daily basis. Also, too, we had some feedback that I want to share with you. But before we get into that, Jan Michelson, we joined in the studio yesterday. If you didn't get a chance to hear that interview, go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and also podcast. A great interview with Jan and Bradley and Vicky and myself. We're all on there. Bradley yesterday was on Talk to Solomon, the Stan Solomon Show. You can check that out. There's a podcast available for that as well, speaking about the DOMA situation and what had happened with that, what was the conclusion of a bunch of justices who thought that they were beyond the hand of God and beyond law. Now, I know there's a lot of debates. We're going to actually be talking with Charles Butler on those issues today for a little bit on his particular program. But to understand correctly, folks, man cannot create law. They just can't. God creates laws. Because God gives us our rights, he's willing to protect our rights, and that is the purpose of law. Also, too, if you didn't get a chance to see us at Des Moines Tea Party at the Iowa Machine Shed last night, have no fear. Tomorrow, July 4th, happy Independence Day, America. But let's realize that every day is July 4th. We have independence every day, not just once a year. We're going to be at 5 p.m. at the City of Armstrong in the Armstrong City Park. They do a celebration there. They do a parade. Then they light up fireworks at night. And they wanted Bradley to come in and share an Independence Day message. Well, as you know, folks, that is our message. Our message is independence. Our message is the documents of liberty that we were given, those blood-bought documents that were secured by the hand of God and given to by us, to us by our founders. That's what the message will be. And so you can join us at the City of Armstrong at the Iowa Armstrong City Park. Moving on, Greg Quinlan was a guest of ours on Monday, and we wanted to play for you again that interview. And what's happened now is all the leftist, crazy, criminal. You can name them. I mean, there's a lot of different names for them. But the bottom line is they're enemies of God. They have chosen to make God their enemy. It's a laughing matter, I know. How in the world are you going to defeat or overcome the God of the universe who created all things? We are a speck. We're not even a speck. We're a speck inside of a speck to that creator. Yet he loved us with such great love that he sent his own son to redeem us. So first of all, why would you go to war with a God that is so enormous that created you? That would just be plain old stupid. Secondly, how would you go to war against the God who redeemed you because of his great love towards mankind? that he sheds light so we have a light to see. We have a light to move on. Why would you do that in spite of it all? Well, I think it's foolish, but I know the God haters out there hate when they hear about redeemed creatures. Greg Quinlan made this statement, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, as it says in the Bible. And where it says that particular scripture, Greg was led to Christ by homosexuals who were practicing homosexuals and then were set free and delivered by the awesome power of Jesus Christ, and they became Christians. That is what Greg is. His testimony will be shared for you on the next coming segment here on the Sons of Liberty Radio. But going back to last night, Rebecca wrote to us. This was just a couple of the responses, folks. You need to go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Look at the pictures. Look at the responses. Look at the videos. Rebecca wrote, I am so thankful that I went to hear Bradley Dean tonight. He is such an amazing speaker and tells it like it is. He should be president. Well, I don't know if we're going to go that far. But I do know that he spoke where the president was speaking. But I'll tell you what, when Christ is in the house, as you'll see, if you go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, there was a woman who came with a sweatshirt. And she had all sorts of people signing her shirt. She was a mother of teenagers. And Michelle Bachmann, Herman Cain, Michael Reagan, I can't recall some of the other ones, but there was Bradley Dean on there as well. And the only person that put a scripture reference. See, this isn't about being a rock star. It's not about being a political figure. It's not about exalting a person's name or a ministry. It's about exalting Christ. And when Bradley signed it, he put scripture on it. There was a couple of folks that had him sign T-shirts. Folks, we are not rock stars. We pulled the bus over here today to this city called Bondurant to look at one of the Freedom Rocks. It's a gentleman who paints the Freedom Rock once a year in different cities throughout Iowa. The first one had Chris Kyle, the Navy SEAL sniper, whom the, what would you call them, the Muslims or whatever over in the Middle East called him the great Satan. He was the Satan. Well, that's a pretty big badge of honor, especially when you're considering the fact that you fight for liberty and for American ideals. Now, what do we do in America with those ideals? Well, we're here today. We took a picture of it and Twittered it. You can also find it on our Facebook in front of this American Legion, post 396 here, just outside of Des Moines, Iowa, in Bondurant. And we took a picture because we want to honor those fallen who sealed our liberties with their blood. And we better make darn sure, folks, that we are holding elected legislators accountable that these men's blood is not in vain. Not only is it not in vain, but that it's not furthering an agenda that is contrary to the documents that are written. Because I'll tell you what, right now, this administration on both sides, as you'll find in Bradley's latest column, you can find our News with Views, they're up on our Facebook, how grounded are talking head conservatives? You'll find that both sides are fighting for an ideology that men back in the 40s and 30s were fighting against, communism, socialism, anti-Christian sentiment. We're fighting to protect those liberties and those values that we hold in America. And now what? Washington and the legislature can fight against them with their pens, not putting any blood on the post, having no skin in the game? That's our fault, folks, not the fallen. Afghanistan, Iraq, if they're political wars, then why are we letting our politicians carry them out? Oh, well, they don't listen. Well, I'll tell you what, we had a group last night of over 100 people. This is what one of the responses was. Becky, who is listening? I just heard you for the first time tonight. I went because Vicky Sargo invited me. On Facebook, I am so very thankful that I was there with my husband and daughter. I only wish my whole family could have heard you. I bought your materials. God bless you because you have blessed him, Becky. Thank you, Becky. Join us again July 4th at the Armstrong City Park. And up next, our special guest, Greg Quinlan, a former homosexual activist.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The main thing that I like about Sons of Liberty Radio is it changes a paradigm from being fearful Christians to being Christians who go out into society and actually try to make a difference. A lot of times people have the outlook that everything's going downhill and all we can do is wait for the coming of Christ. But Sons of Liberty was one that addresses the issues that are going on and takes them as a paradigm of hope.
Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
How do you think he possibly did that?
I don't know. I think about, you know, you said the other day you woke up thinking
about drummer,
that.
These heavy metal drummers are second to none. I kid you negative. There's a talent.
Well, I'd say
those singers are.
I'd say they're second to a guy I know. He plays drums. He plays a double kick for this band called Junkyard Prophet.
That's
but other
true.
Than
but
that,
these guys are monster.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys are second to none. I mean, this is they live, they eat, and they breathe drums. I mean, I don't mean to get
some
off
of them
course
are really
here,
big
but
boys, they must have swallowed both space.
But not like
space.
When he's burping like that. That singer, yeah. That's one of the things I've never understood is why they're such talented. Drummers, guitar players, and bass players, and they give themselves over to singers like that.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I mean,
I don't know why
people listen to the Beatles
music,
or something
yeah,
like that.
Beatles. Oh my goodness, I still don't.
That's
understand.
A good parallel, isn't it?
Wow. Different tastes, you know? It's kind of like some people really like broccoli.
I mean, the Beatles, I mean, back in the day, they were, you know, singing like they were burping constantly. You know, like the really
that was singing?
Stomach through the throat vocals.
Yeah.
I mean, it almost sounds like they're vomiting. Literally, they do.
The Beatles did?
No, these guys.
Oh.
That's why I was kind of making, I'm taking aim
John
at the Beatles,
Paul.
Trying to be funny about it. But these drummers are second to none. I mean, those the drummer that the Beatles had.
Yeah.
I mean, Ringo.
Oh,
what a drummer. By the way, for those that didn't know, do you know that Ringo came in behind a drummer that was too good looking to be in the band, so they had to get rid of him? I kid you negative.
I can totally believe that.
Yeah, because they weren't blessed in that area.
No, they didn't have that blessing.
The only thing they did have was their hair.
Yeah, they did have hair on their head.
Yeah.
I think the thing was they just stuck together for a long time. I mean, I think they were 14 or something when Paul first started writing or playing guitar.
I can't
like
stand
that.
The Beatles. No offense.
I mean, still can't to this
yeah,
day.
I don't understand it. I think it shows you how debased man is for someone to go and buy one of their albums.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not going to listen to this. These Sons of Liberty, they're anti-Beatles now.
Anti-Beatle.
Let's step on them. Well, two of them are gone already anyways, aren't
That's
they?
That's true.
Yeah.
That is very true.
Anyway, so what happened when I was doing the Great Awakening in Florida a couple months back, I was downstairs. It was kind of a meet and greet, and I had this individual come up to me, and he started talking to me, and he was captivating. He was interesting, and I had said to him, his name is Craig Quinlan, Greg Quinlan, and what happened is I talked to him no more than probably 2 minutes. I said, Greg, I got to get you on the radio. I just have to do it. He came out of the homosexual lifestyle. I was with an organization called Pro Family Network. And without further ado, we got Greg Quinlan with us right now. And welcome to the Sons of Liberty, my friend.
Well, thank you. you very much. It was good to meet you. You were rather captivating yourself.
Well, thank you. You know what, Greg? What, now, since we're hugging right now on the
left
radio,
out of this.
Go ahead, Jake.
Out.
I mean, go ahead. Give him a hug. Give him a hug.
Hugs, Greg. Hugs.
Hugs. Hugs. Right. Right.
But no, Greg. One of the things that caught me with you is your aggressiveness, which I love because this is the aggressive attitude towards what's going on in our country right now is what's needed more than anything. What is the price of liberty? Eternal vigilance. And I caught that with you right away. And then you just blatantly told me what you came out of, the homosexual lifestyle, and now what you're doing. And I said to Jake, I said, we got to get this guy on yesterday. So we finally got you on a couple months later. Can you kind of just give an introduction as to who you are and what it is that you do, please?
Oh, wow. Well, my name is Greg Quinlan. I lived 10 years of my life as an out-and-open homosexual. I've been out of homosexuality now for over 20 years as an ex-gay. I'm not the only one. There are lots of ex-gays. I was an activist, trained by the Human Rights Campaign Fund, as it was called then. I just turned 55, so that gives away my age. They basically trained me to do what I'm doing now, which is grassroots activism, how to read legislation, how to lobby my elected officials. So as I put it, what the devil trained me to do, I can now use for the Lord.
Amen.
But in the process of that, too, I am fighting for the traditional values, our liberty, which I think was just taken away from us. When the vote of the people does not stand, when the legislature and their ability to make laws no longer matters, and five black-robed Nazis decide to change all of that to accommodate their own personal predilections, including their own sexuality, then we've got a problem.
Amen.
We're in serious trouble. The Republic's in trouble.
I don't mean to preach to the choir here, Greg, but you do know who Alina Kagan is in her background, correct?
Oh, I absolutely know Elena Kagan's background. In fact, I met Elena Kagan long time ago, back in the early 90s.
Sure.
Yeah, well, that was with the Human Rights Campaign Fund get-together. I forget exactly what it was, but that's when I met her. And I do remember that was at the towards the end of Reagan's administration when I was just getting involved in the homosexual politics for the express reason that I'm a nurse, I'm a registered nurse, and I became an AIDS nurse because of the AIDS epidemic and watched 100 of my friends and acquaintances die of AIDS before I quit counting. That's why I got involved in this. It was because of the AIDS epidemic, not because of gay rights. But I got sucked into that. But I also, too, that Mr. Kennedy has a predilection on the down low.
Really?
Justice Kennedy. That
really?
That was the rumor that was around back then. You know, now, what, 30 years ago nearly.
Mm-hmm. So you have Elena Kagan, you have Justice Kennedy, because of their own orientations, if you will. I don't even know if that's the correct word. Forgive me. I don't even like
because of their own lust.
Exactly. Their own lust, what they're giving themselves over to. They said on the Supreme Court, of course that's the way that they're going to go.
Right, with a down-low president.
What exactly? What gives with the rest of them then?
Well, the rest of them, again, it's about political correctness. It's about who's crying the loudest. The squeaky wheel does get the oil, and unfortunately many people in the church, and I use that term broadly, think, and we've drank the Kool-Aid.
Yep.
That in order for us to be Christian, we can't be aggressive, we can't stand up for the truth, we have to, you know, tell the truth in love, but it isn't love until you tell the truth.
That's right.
The reason I was there at the Awakening was I sat on a panel, as I've done now 3 years in a row, on the homosexual panel as the token ex-gay, but there has to be more of us out there. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Amen.
So I do say so.
Amen.
If you take that testimony that you're bringing, we got to speak in love.
Amen.
You've been on the 700 Club, you've been on TBN, you've kind of done the church circuit, if you will.
Right.
And I'm sure you've found the effectiveness or ineffectiveness of that particular circuit. When you take this, speaking in love, because that's oftentimes what's said, but you got to speak in love, you know, understanding. Can you show the other side of the sword? What is this radical, and we speak of the radical homosexual lobby, these activists you said that you were sucked into. It's not gays or homosexuals. It's this lobby, this radical lobby. What is the end of the church in their minds? What do they want to see done?
You said it. It's the end of the church.
That's right.
What stands in the way of us doing what we want to do? What's in the way of us having sex with who we want to have it, no matter how old they are, any way we want to have it? It's the church. The Constitution of the United States is a Christian document. In fact, it's a Calvinist document. I happen to be an Armenian, but it's a Calvinist document.
It's
clearly a Christian document. So what stands in the way? It's the Constitution of the United States.
Right.
What stands in the way? It's the Church of Jesus Christ. And in order to change this government, to change the the mightiest government that ever existed, because it's founded on God Almighty's truth and principles, is to destroy it so they can do what they want to do, have sex the way they want to have it, and the only way they can do that is to shut us up.
Can I speak something else? You're speaking of, you know, to have sex with whoever they want it. Tell us about the bigger political agenda, because I have a feeling, you know, it's no different than civilizations of old. Oftentimes, the homosexuals, once they're used, because they will be used, they're being used right now, at the end of it is the destruction of them too, yes?
Absolutely. That's what happened in Nazi Germany.
That's right.
But there were two, Dr. Judith Riesman, who I think maybe you met her too at the Awakening, she's a little powerhouse. She's about 4 foot 11, but she, you know, she's at least 20 feet tall.
I think she's 4 foot 11 and a half, okay?
Yeah, okay. And she wrote the book, Kinsey Crimes and Consequences. In fact, she's actually been attributed to taking down the Phil Donahue show in its first incarnation. That's a whole other program. But in the process of all that, she talks about that. There were two types of homosexuals in Nazi Germany. There were the S&M, the brutal, cruel type, and then there was the effeminate. It was the effeminate they couldn't stand. And there is those factions, these subsets inside the homosexual agenda, lifestyle. So when the femmes are looked down upon, and it's the butch, the masculine types that want to see, that still participate in homosexuality, and that's exactly what happened in the concentration camps. That's exactly what the SS were.
So you have right now. Now this is the underbelly. Okay, so this is what people, when we're dealing with this issue, we do it quite a bit. You know, Bradley's last column was on it. We have our lawsuit with Miss Rachel Maddow. I don't know if she'd be considered a butch or a femme. I'm not being facetious. I don't know which part of the camp you're speaking as knowing for sure.
Well,
but
she would definitely be a butch, but she's a butch that has to be a femme, meaning she has to put on some lipstick.
Gotcha.
See, this is something only Greg can get away
with
saying,
man. Exactly, that's why I'm trying to pull it out.
That's what it comes down to.
You know, when we speak to this, you know, we speak to it from protecting the next generation. My gosh, the crimes are horrendous. And we know what the end of it is. They're always going for the schools. They want little boys. That's the end of it.
Little boys and little girls. But remember this. This is what Abraham Lincoln said. Abraham Lincoln said that the philosophy in the classroom for one generation will be the government in the next.
Yeah.
This is where we are. And they know exactly what they're doing. They are performing their agenda that they set out over 40 years ago. And I watched them and heard them talk about that from the marriage on down. Something else Abraham Lincoln said too, and every listener needs to hear this. We, the people, are the rightful masters of both Congress and the courts, not to overthrow the Constitution, but to overthrow the men who would pervert the Constitution.
Amen.
That's Abraham Lincoln.
Amen. We got Greg Quinlan from Pro Family Network. Folks, Greg, can we roll you over for one more segment? This is important stuff. I want to get down and dirty with you on this, some of these topics here. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
I really am truly excited about having Greg Quinlan with us right now, and I know he's a wealth of information, and I want to, if I can, you still there with us, Greg?
Yes, still here.
I wish we had 3 hours to talk.
Yeah.
Because you were on the inside of what's going on with this whole homosexual agenda. Christ Jesus redeemed you. And in saying that, I think it's vitally important for people to understand what this is all about, because what we see is, you know, the American people are told to stand down, just to shut their mouth. You were talking about a false love that the church is professing today, yet they overlook Scripture and they overlook the cross of Jesus Christ, who stood against it. That's why he died for it.
Amen.
And it's also interesting to note that open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. And my Bible tells me in the Revelations 3, it says, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. Apparently that love that they're talking about is man's carnal version of their fallen state and the pith and marrow of love, when in fact love is given to us by the Holy Spirit. And people forget the fact that love is found in holiness and in righteousness, truth, which is the very fruits of Jesus Christ, Ephesians 5. Now, to say all that to say this, Greg, what was some of the things that your lifestyle consisted of when you were in the homosexual lifestyle, if I can ask?
Well, first of all, it was all about sex. It's not about relationships. Relationships are the side issue. It's all about sex. I've never met a single homosexual male who is in a monogamous relationship, in a committed relationship, but never monogamous. I went to the bathhouses. I knew where porn shops were, where you could have sex, and they still exist. Now we have an internet addiction going on where children, young children, that's what I'm seeing coming to me, parents through the church, about their children who are addicted to sex because of the internet. We have got a serious issue going on here. But people need to understand, too, because they've been lied to, that people are born gay. There are no replicated scientific studies supporting any specific biological etiology for homosexuality. That's the American Psychiatric Association.
Right.
Which was infiltrated, correct?
more than infiltrated. It was through coercion and an almost riot inside the committee that did the change. Removed homosexuality from the list of disorders, this clinical developmental gender identity disorder. They removed it from the list of disorders, and therefore, you know, that started it on the normalization of homosexuality being accepted. And now we're going even to the point now where people who are cross-dressers, who actually even change their physical appearance to be someone of the opposite sex as being normal. This is where we are. We have sown the wind, and we are reaping the whirlwind. This is insanity.
I got a question for you then. I just seen yesterday someone posted this. It was Corey Feldman, the kid actor in the 80s and the 90s,
right,
that came forward just, like I said, I just seen it yesterday, and he was talking about the underlie of what's going on in Hollywood is pedophilia and how they're zeroing in on the kid stars. And I'm just curious to know if you have any insight as to that world of the homosexual world as well.
You have to understand here that the emotional issues and the development of many homosexual men and women is that they are arrested to the point of their own sexual identity confusion. So they are still looking for peers, even though they may be in their 40s and 50s. Their peers are still the teenage boys that they had sex with, the teenage girls that they had sex with early in their lives. So in their minds, there's no difference in the age. These generations, there's no difference in this gap here in their own minds. So it's extremely true, it's very true, and that's the idea. There were riots in the streets about 10 years ago in London when they refused to lower the age of sexual consent to 14.
Yeah, well, they're trying to do that right now in Canada, as a matter of fact, when they implemented something called homosexual marriage there. For those that didn't know, the first thing they did was attack the church, Greg. The second thing they did was go after homeschoolers, told the students, or actually the teacher, or the parents, that they could no longer teach their pupils, their sons and daughters anymore, that homosexuality was an abomination. And then the third thing they did was they wanted to lower the age of anal consent from 16 years old to 14 years old. And that's one of the things that we're blowing in the wind is, folks, we have to pay attention as to what this is really about. It was John Adams that rightly said, our Constitution was made for a moral and a religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. And I see this as being used only as a political battering ram. The effeminate homosexuals, of course, being used as a political ram only to implement something right behind them called Sharia law. And this is what I'm seeing. I'm seeing the correlation. We're from the state of Minnesota right now, just throwing this at you, Greg. Keith Ellison is a congressman in the state of Minnesota. He's the head of the LGBT in Minnesota here, which is just over the top. And it's I'm almost trying to cry out to these homosexuals in the state of Minnesota, and it seems like the more truth that I tell them, the more I become their enemy.
Because truth is their enemy. You know, when you live a lie, you'll tell a lie and you'll believe a lie. And the truth is the antithesis to the lie that you're living. So, you know, they don't want to hear it, but that doesn't mean you still don't proclaim it, because by proclaiming it, you might win some. The truth does penetrate. The truth is stronger than a lie. And in telling that truth somewhere, you pierce the heart and you pierce the soul. But we have to understand that no one is born a homosexual. We have to understand, too, there is a precipitous rise in oral, pharyngeal, and esophageal cancers because of oral sex. Thank you, Bill Clinton, President Slut,
right,
that pushed all this upon us. So we are in a nation that is in free fall, and judgment is coming. And the judgment comes, Hosea 4:6, my people perish for lack of knowledge. We all know that part of the verse, but it's a verse in three parts. You reject knowledge, I'll reject you as my priest. You ignore the law of your God, I will ignore your children. Brethren, we are living in this verse.
Amen. I just want to share with our listeners that hear me say this constantly, just to show you how the Holy Ghost operates, that this is only a confirmation and an affirmation of what you hear from the Sons of Liberty every day of the week, because you are prophetically tying in as to what our message is that's proclaimed from the housetop on a daily basis here.
How would you tell somebody that is out there right now, they've got a gay friend, gay coworker, gay son or daughter, gay relative? How do you effectively reach out to that person, Greg?
Be their friend. I'm also the president. I have lots of unpaid jobs. I'm the president of PFOX, Parents and Friends of Ex-Gays and Gays. That's PFOX.org. You can go to us. We got lots of materials to help you do that. But remember this, when that relationship, whether it's a coworker, a friend, or a family member, it maintain the relationship. Always your family, always your friend, because that that father was always the father of that prodigal, no matter where that prodigal son was, whether he was in the whorehouse or in the pig pen or coming up the path, he was always that boy's father. And in maintaining that relationship, no matter how strenuous or strained it becomes, even if it becomes broken, they know that you're the person to go to when they finally come to the end of their rope.
Well, that is awesome. And Greg, I got to ask you now, what is your testimony? How did you come out of the lifestyle?
Well, I grew up with Archie Bunker as a father. Now, some of you who are younger won't know who that is. That's called Antique TV, so go and watch it.
It's a show, right?
Yeah, it was a show. It's All in the Family. In fact, Edith just passed away a couple weeks ago. 90 years old.
I know who she is, Greg. I'm sorry to tell you that, but
she
I didn't know who she was. Yeah.
Okay.
She did.
I think I remember that show.
Yeah, right. Yeah, thank you very much for trying to remember. Anyway, but I grew up with a redneck Archie Bunker as a father, but he was an atheist. So my born-again Christian mother marries a non-believer. So it was the first strike against me. And then, so I grew up with a violent, angry man who, when I was 8 years old, I asked him the question, "You hate me, don't you?" He turned around and looked at me square in the eye as he laughed and says, "Yes, I hate you." And that wasn't a revelation. That was like, yeah, I knew that. I knew that. Then I, 9 years old in junior church, gave my heart to Jesus Christ. It was the real deal. But we lived 30 miles away from where we went to church, so we weren't regulars, and I wasn't properly grounded or affirmed in the Word. And at the same time, too, some neighborhood boys found their dad's Playboys, and we started to look at them. Mm-hmm. Now, this is the 60s, so what we were looking at then is prime time tonight, or worse. Mm-hmm. But what we were looking at then was still tantalizing and titillating to little boys. And then a boy across the street who was 2 years older than me introduced me to sex. And at that moment, I got something I wasn't getting at home, I wasn't getting at school, and I wasn't getting in the church. I got affection, I got approval, and I got affirmation. Somebody was touching me without hitting me. Somebody was talking to me and screaming at me and calling me names. Somebody made me feel like I had value and worth. And besides, it was sex. It felt good, so I went back for more. I call it a willing molestation. But my first molester wasn't that kid across the street. It was Hugh Hefner, the Playboy magazine. Yep. But moving on from there, so I lived a double life. I went to Bible school, felt a call of God on my life, but I was still so conflicted with this thing that I knew was sin and didn't know why. And then it was either commit suicide or come out of the closet. And at this point, I was an LP and a licensed practical nurse, or a lousy paid nurse, as I like to call it. But so I came out of the closet. That was during the John Travolta age and yep. Saturday Night Fever and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But I also was at the time when the AIDS epidemic first hit, which we called GRID, gay-related infectious disorder or disease. Not very PC. But at that time, I became a volunteer for the Dayton Area AIDS Task Force, was in the process of getting my RN, and these guys would ask me because they knew about my Christian background and my backslidden condition. Greg, am I going to hell? Does God hate me? Would you read my favorite Bible verse at my funeral? Would you do my eulogy? Would you tell my son and daughter what happened to my daddy? And I did all those things. Now, Archie Bunker was dying because he smoked himself to death.
Yep.
He had an abdominal aortic aneurysm the size of a grapefruit. So who was taking care of him? Me, the nurse in the family. And I hated that man. So in the process of all this, though, after my 100th funeral, after that, I had gotten to this point where I was very unhappy with the homosexual lifestyle, very not satisfied at all.
You got 1 minute, Greg.
Okay, yep. Just to let you know, because of all of that and these issues, God led me back to him through TBN, through a panel discussion of people who left the homosexual lifestyle. This is where I started from the beginning. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Mm-hmm. There are many ex-gays out there and many people who've got a testimony, but they're sitting on it. Don't sit on it. Tell people what Jesus has done for your life. You've got to do that because you can win someone like me.
Amen. I think it speaks.
There's such an anointing here, Greg. I'm just telling you, it's the anointing that breaks the yoke, Isaiah 10.
Amen.
A second to none. I got to get you back on the radio in about a week or two here. Is that okay with you?
That'll be fine. Just let me know. And I give my testimony in churches. I come for a love offering. I just let you know how lovable I am.
Okay. Well, we think you're awesome. Folks, Greg Quinlan, Pro Family Network. If you'd like to get a hold of him, friends, again, Greg Quinlan, Pro Family Network. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Going to come back for the final segment. And, well, what do you say? I wish we had another hour.
Yeah.
We'd have rolled with it. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Be right back.
Hey everyone, this is Jake, the other guy, with the Sons of Liberty, and we are sponsoring a 12-week constitutional course beginning Thursday, August 22nd, 2013. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Minnesota and available by webinar. The cost is $150 per person and $30 each additional family member, and the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the Constitutional Course.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
I was just sharing with Jake, we just had Drake Quinlan, my friend from Full Family Network, with us for two segments. I know that there's such a wealth of information in this guy that I want him to actually set up a program, line upon line, to tell the American people as to what's going on.
Yeah.
We took him up pretty much at the spur of the moment here because we weren't sure if we were going to get him today, but we got him because there was texts that were dropping. I was just telling Jake, it's interesting that when I was a little kid, this was all underground.
Yeah.
And it wasn't because it was a mental illness up until 1973. And, of course, it was illegal in every state until 1961. And then all of a sudden, I think it was in the 80s, correct me if I'm wrong, the end of the 70s, the beginning of the 80s, when I was a little tot, that all of a sudden there was John Ritter in Three's Company. And it was a guy that was living with two girls, and he always desired both of those girls. And then every once in a while, he'd make innuendo or humorous pokes at the homosexual communities. But you guys asked me during the break, has this ever been in your face before? Did you know about this? No. Yeah. It's interesting that Greg would talk about Saturday Night Live, because that has nothing to do. That was the disco age.
Oh, Fever.
Yeah, that's Saturday Night Fever.
Yeah.
And what did I say?
Live.
Oh, Saturday Night Live. I'm sorry. Disco, Saturday Night Fever. Yeah. That's exactly right, with John Travolta. That was huge, and that was disco. But what's interesting is, look who's right along with the disco genre was none other than YMCA.
Oh, yeah.
Village People. And isn't it interesting, the song is YMCA, Young Christian...
Young Men's Christian,
yes,
Association.
It's incredible, dude.
Yeah. That was, think about that. I mean, with Young Men's Christian Association. Okay, first of all, these guys are queer, they're homosexuals, and they're singing a song, YMCA. What a mockery.
young men, first of all, little boys, Christian. Well, so where do they go to get hooked up? That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
I mean, as a kid, they played at all the school dances.
But it's a song, it's a dance.
I know, you never, everybody's like, why?
Hey, we just got back from Florida.
Yep.
And isn't it interesting, Disney's beginning to open themselves up to transgenders and homosexuals, having their own special day at Disney World. Now, why would they do something like that if that's not what it's about?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that the homosexuals and the pedophiles and the transvestites and the such, do you think they're going to Disney World to have a good time?
That was something Greg just said, you know, 40 years ago when he got involved in activism. He was trained by the Human Rights Commission.
Pay attention to that, friends.
That's right, campaign. Yes. So he was trained by them, and what was their job? Well, we got to get to the kids. Why? Because the policy in the classroom of one generation or the education is going to be a form of government philosophy in the next. Well, there you have
That's exactly what you're saying. Go to the kids.
Yeah. And then you, too, when you...
This is the fruit of free love, friend.
This is.
Yeah.
Oh, completely. That opens the door right open to it. And just how he made the distinction between, you know, the butch and the femmes. And, of course, it's funny. Ha, ha, ha. You know, when I was a kid, this was all funny.
Yeah.
This wasn't serious.
Oh, they're dead serious,
but
dude.
But they are.
They are dead serious. Yeah.
Just how
you have the woman acting like the man, and then her partner is the woman.
Yep.
That is... Pretty messed up.
And it's a mind twist and how it jumps in on all of these different things. And ultimately, he said it, we've been saying it forever, this is sin, period. Mm-hmm. Sin so degenerated because it's been unrestrained that it gets to the point of what we're talking about this. Or like he said, cross-dressing. That's normal. I mean, I remember MASH and Klinger. My dad used to watch MASH once in a while. Klinger, I thought, what a weirdo, he's wearing a dress. That's just weird. I was never threatened by it because it was like, well, nobody is really, you know, this. You get what I'm saying?
You've got to ask yourself, the Lord said it was an abomination,
completely,
by the way,
to do that for a man to wear a woman's.
That's exactly right. Even knowing that, just even the sense of it, it always twists me. My discerners would go off like, what the heck is up with that?
Yeah, exactly.
And thought, you know what? We have some new listeners in Michigan, and we had a friend of ours just this last week go out and protest.
Yeah.
Protestant friends. My friends has meaning Protestant, right? And he was out there protesting in Michigan. You want to go ahead and share?
Yeah, right in Holland, Michigan, there's a big old parade going through some kind of GLBT type deal sponsored by some company that apparently was a Christian, or excuse me, a conservative company. So he goes out, and some woman comes out and starts holding a sign. He sees her. He didn't even know that the parade was going on, because the network of, you know, those that are against this stuff is not a strong network. So she's from out of town. He starts talking to her. She says, hey, I've got a sign. So he stood with her. Them too. That was it. And she was furious because the church is in the town, which she was not from.
That's right.
In the town, nobody was out there.
Yeah. Friends, I really hate to say this, but again, it's a lack of Christianity, friends, and it's the church's job to stand up and protest. Light reproves darkness, and friends, they're leaving off their duty before a just and a holy God, yet they have the audacity to name the name of Christ. Yet the Bible tells us in Scriptures, let those that name the name of Christ depart from lawlessness.
Yeah.
They love God so much that they disobey Him and subject themselves to complete perversion in every sense of the word. And it's also interesting that when you go to these parades, friends, we've been to a couple of them, how many kids are present?
Tons of kids.
Yes, they're subjecting their kids.
This goes back to when, like I was saying, when I was a kid, or you know, the YMCA thing that you brought up. You never thought, okay, YMCA, yeah, this is really weird, this is wrong, but I'm not thinking that all of a sudden these men are going to go molest children. That was it was always kind of like a joke. It was a funny thing. It was wrong, yes.
Yeah.
And there's plenty of sin in society that's wrong, but it comes in this creeping mode here. And as a child, even Greg said it, as a child, that was when he was influenced by pornography, first of all, and then the homosexual lifestyle.
Yep.
So as a child, you're trying to make these decisions. You know your heart is screaming, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong.
Yes.
But then you get let off and caught off onto that thing. This is an abomination.
Yeah.
And the church has to nip it in the butt right there. When a song comes out like that, I was surrounded by some religious people, never heard that was wrong. I didn't even know what secular music was.
Dude, church doesn't make the distinction of that which is holy and that which is unholy anymore. There's no more distinction. And again, we're talking about the professing church, not the church who is doing their job. And by the way,
right
Ray Lewis, we are live right now.
That's
go
right.
For
and you've got to stop it right away. So when you stop it right away and you start to make that distinction, well, then it's on. Now the people can make decisions. Now the children can feel like they're being protected from the onslaught of this, rather than thinking, hey, if this is normal, then maybe I should embrace it. I don't feel like I should, but nobody's saying anything, so maybe I should.
Yeah, well, let's go over to Europe. Because we've talked about this in the past. Where does it stop?
Yeah.
Well, when reprobates aren't ruled by law, that's what makes them a reprobate, by the way. is the fact that God takes his hand off these people because they've willfully and given themselves over to this perversion. It's interesting where, you know, people will ask the question, where does it stop? It doesn't stop with them pulling down the laws, friends, and having their way. It's now it's going after the children, number yep. one. And number two, if you look over in Europe right now, it's interesting how bestiality is becoming a thing of the norm. Mm-hmm. And just like Greg had said, if you're looking for judgment, friends, I'm telling you what, it's coming, and you want to dare the justice of God, this is the way to do it. Mm-hmm. Not only do you have a society that allows children to be killed 3,700 a day in the womb, and the Bible clearly says God hates hands that shed innocent blood, now they are willfully allowing the laws to be pulled down by less than 1.7% of the population, and basically give them permission to go ahead and do what they will, namely in public schools through the NEA.
Yep, and that's exactly where it's going. It's going right to the kids.
Guaranteed. And it's not going to stop there. Mm-hmm. But I guarantee you in America, it will stop there.
Yep. Yeah, that's right.
It will stop there.
Because when you do this to some of the people, like you say, that we know their kids.
You don't have to worry about calling the cops.
Don't worry about a judge. Yeah. Don't worry about the cops. Because poetic justice happens at that point, and you reap what you sow immediately.
And we're seeing cases of this across the country.
That's right.
Not even too far gone in the past here, friends, is the fact that we had a guy that was actually groping a little girl in Texas, and the man took justice into his own hands. And why shouldn't he? That's his daughter.
That's right.
Well, he dealt with the individual. The individual lost his life, and the judge looked at him and said, you know what? You were just.
And now do you think that little girl is going to deal with shame and guilt to think it was her fault?
That's right.
No way.
Nope.
She just saw this man did wrong.
That's
he
right.
is no longer around because of what he did. I can be free now.
And there's a reason the Lord taught the church in America to judge. There's a reason that he told us to condemn the wicked and to justify the righteous. Mm-hmm. And when you look in Scripture trying to find any pedophilia, friends, you can't find it, but you can find in the New Testament that if any were to offend one of these little ones, it's better for them to take a millstone, wrap it around their neck, and cast themselves into the sea rather than to do that.
That's right.
If you go to Exodus 22, he talks about something similar. You do anything at all to the fatherless, the widow, or the stranger, the Lord will deal with you, and it is a heavenly justice. And friends, keep in mind, his law is perpetual, and it's always at work.
That's right.
Like it or not.
Just like truth. Truth doesn't change.
And I praise God for that.
Amen. Last column, entertain out of your freedoms. You want to look at this one, folks. It's up on Sons of Liberty Radio. We have a text art that says, while much of America will proclaim their love for this country by stating that they love her so much they would even die for her, I would simply submit to my readers, do you love your country enough to live for her?
When a government protects the right of its people and provides an adequate remedy for those whose rights have been violated, then that government is providing equal justice for all.
That's right. Amen. That's equal justice. You know, and it's not equal. Yes, it is. It's equal justice, and that's what promotes liberty. That's what promotes liberty in our country. That's why we're able to be on the air right now and speak like this, because of the fact that men have blood-bought liberties that we have, because men have been willing to die for them. And folks, we ask you to consider that, and also consider the fact that if radio programs like this don't exist, then folks, who's going to fight for your liberties? I encourage you to fight for them on your own. I encourage you to donate to this ministry so we can continue to fight the fight and bring back victories. Freedom Outpost just started a victories page, said they were inspired by the Sons of Liberty and the victories. People need to hear the victories, but we got to see them first. We have to materialize them. Your support and your donation brings that to pass, folks. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Go there, donate, buy some DVDs, join up, sign up as a son or daughter of liberty, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
1 John 3:18, we love you by what we do, friends. We love you by what we do, and we will talk to you in 23. See you
from Iowa.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. FreezeDryGuy.com is having a 25% off sale on Mountain House cans, the world's finest freeze-dried food. With a 30-year shelf life, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. And today, it's 25% off only at FreezeDryGuy.com. Since 1970, FreezeDryGuy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. Go to FreezeDryGuy.com today for 25% off food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663.
866-404-FOOD. Today is what counts. Tomorrow may be too late.